Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. It is the last day of MODEX, and we are going to be joined by our booth neighbors, Ethium. We have Arvind Kolhar here. He is the program manager for Ethium, and Ethium has been incredibly generous as our booth neighbor. They've given us coffee and snacks and candy when I need a little bit of candy to get me through the day. So thank you to Ethium. So Arvind, welcome to the show, and what do you think about MODEX this week?
Well, thank you for having us here. It's been fun being here at MODEX. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first few times I think we've done something like this.
Right.
So getting that kind of exposure at MODEX has been really cool. Yeah. Trying to explain what we do, trying to teach people more about why our product is better has been interesting.
Right.
The kind of questions we get and, you know, some of the things we've seen is really cool. Mm-hmm. MODEX has been, I think, a good experience for everybody that's been here.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot going on here, and obviously, you know, everybody's trying to get everybody to understand what they do, right? And I think you guys are fairly new to the market, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ethium and what it is that you guys do?
So Ethium is fairly new to the market, but we as a company, eControls, we've been here for about 25, 30 years at least.
Okay.
Most of our business has been in the internal combustion engine area for forklifts.
Okay.
Almost any forklift that you see in the United States, if you open it up, you'll see one of our parts in there for sure.
Okay.
So Ethium has been a major focus for us for the past few years. Mm-hmm. We believe that's where, you know, the new market is. That's where, you know, the next step is for the forklift. So, you know, we skipped the lead acid generation of batteries and we went to lithium ion batteries, and that's what Ethium is about. So, you know, we're trying to expand our footprint into the lithium ion space just because, you know, that's where we want to go as a company.
Gotcha. Okay, interesting. And obviously lithium is certainly a topic that people are discussing here. It's a kind of a newer technology to the space in terms of power for forklifts and things of that nature. But so now on your side, I mean, you guys are not actually providing the batteries themselves, right? You guys are doing something with the controls, right?
So what we do is we take batteries from our cell supplier, right? We don't make the batteries itself, mm-hmm. but we build modules out of it.
Okay.
We put them together, build modules which mm-hmm. are, which you can, you know, stack some of them together, mm-hmm. and make it more, you know, depending on what kind of power you want, and how much, you know, what your rating is, we can stack them together. The unique thing about our battery is that it works really well in hot and cold conditions. A lot of lithium-ion manufacturers right now have like a, hey, here's one that works in cold settings.
Okay.
Here's the other component that works in warm settings.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to choose between, oh, do I want to use a cold weather condition? Oh,
yeah.
Or a warm weather condition. And one of the cool things about our solution is that it's the same battery. We have a lithium iron phosphate chemistry batteries that we use that works really well in cold and warm conditions. And we have dynamic heating and cooling of the batteries.
Right.
So we have real-time tracking. And, you know, we can do software updates. You know, at any given point of time, we could look up a battery and see, okay, here's how it's charged. Here's when it's getting charged. Here's when it gets discharged. Here's how each of these modules is working. You know, and we have the ability to transfer, or not necessarily transfer, but even out the performance of the battery itself. And it helps us having the knowledge of the forklift industry helps us in making sure that we're giving the optimum performance for everybody.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely a key to have that optimum performance. And I think the idea that you guys are able to, you know, have the same battery in both a hot and cold setting within one instead of separate batteries, I mean, that gives a lot of flexibility to operations as well, because maybe they have, you know, some warehouses where it's a regular warehouse, there's no temperature control, but then maybe they have a warehouse where there is a cold storage area or something like that, and they need to move assets back and forth, and they don't have to worry about the battery, right? They can just switch right over, move it to that other building, and have no issues, right? So, which I think is a really great thing. So now here at Modex, I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, players in the lithium space, you know, popping up and coming out, and lithium is certainly something that's part of the conversation. And I think there's a question around lead acid versus lithium ion.
Yeah.
You know, where are we going with lithium ion? So from your perspective, I mean, what do you think are the benefits of lithium ion, and why do you think people should start to look at switching over their fleets?
I think one of the major challenges that the distributors or the end users face with lead acid is that the charging time for them is so huge.
Right.
You have to charge overnight every time you use it. And then there's a cooling off period. So there's a lot of downtime when you use lead acid batteries.
Right.
Either, I think we've seen solutions where people will pull out a set of batteries, have them charging separately, and then you put another set of batteries in to drive around and, you know, work around that. The benefit of lithium ion in all this is, you know, it's opportunity charging. You don't have to charge it overnight. You don't have to wait for it to cool off. The performance of the batteries do not drop off like lead acid batteries do. You know, you hit a point and then it's just downhill, and then you know you have to do a lot of maintenance on lead acid batteries. So lithium ion is less maintenance.
Yeah.
It's consistent over a longer period of time.
Yeah.
The opportunity charging, you have to charge between breaks for 15 minutes and you could still get a shift's worth of work done. And then, you know, having that ability to do that and having the reduced amount of downtime is a good benefit to have, especially, you know, with supply chain being the way it is, where you have to be on it and cannot afford having downtime. I think it's very beneficial to forklift manufacturers to have lithium ion solutions.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the increased uptime is certainly something that's a benefit. You know, as you mentioned, you know, the supply chain issues we're having, and you know, the higher demand for us to perform, I guess, in the material handling industry and be able to get orders out the door in a timely manner, or at least the time that the customer expects us to get it out. I mean, we can argue whether it's timely or not, but you know, that driving factor. I mean, you certainly want to have as much uptime as possible, and like you said, the opportunity of charging chances, it can really boost you and quickly without having to be down for a while, and able to use your assets more often in a more flexible way too, I think. So here at Modex, you know, obviously, you mentioned, I think, you know, this is one of the first times at a show like this. And so, so as people are coming to your booth and, you know, learning or trying to learn about Ethium, you know, what are some of the questions that people are asking? What are some of the common things that they're coming to you with?
Most of the questions have been around what makes you so special compared to every other manufacturer out there.
Right.
What are the benefits of lithium ion versus lead acid?
Yeah.
What's your warranty like? How do we get integrated into the forklift? Like, how do you charge it? What are you using a certain type of charger? I think those have been some of the questions that we've seen so far. And I think one of the things that we talked about as far as benefits for lithium ion versus lead acids, it's the efficiency part of it too, trying to get parts out of the door in an efficient manner.
Yeah.
That's been challenging to, I think, everybody. So.
Yeah.
So some of those questions that we've seen is, again, warranty, what is special about your batteries, how does it work in cold and warm conditions at the same time, what's the chemistry of the cells that you use. So those have been some of the questions that we get asked, and you know, they're like, okay, we haven't heard this brand before, you know, so we try to talk about how our history with forklift manufacturers helps us be optimal for, you know, for this market space.
Okay, and so talk to us a little bit about the charging aspect, because you know, you mentioned the opportunity charging, which is certainly a positive, but when it comes to the charger itself and, you know, installing chargers for lithium ion, you know, how involved is that? Is there much change that needs to happen in terms of power to the charger or infrastructure?
I think there's still some more work to be done on that end.
Okay.
We've talked, I think we have a few chargers that we're compatible with, but I think optimizing that would go a long way. I think that is still something in development, per se, just because Tesla's got these supercharger network everywhere.
Right.
That works out really well. I think something like that would be beneficial for everybody, obviously. It would be great if there was a one charger that fits all.
Standardization,
But it's still, it's such a early stage that it's still being developed, and there are some good charger solutions that are out there.
So it's still something that's upcoming. And obviously, you know, lithium ion is fairly new to the market as well. So obviously we'll see how those things catch up, and it'll be interesting to see if there's a push for the standardization of those chargers as well, which I think would be a great thing for the industry. So we'll see how those things develop. So Arvind, I want to thank you so much for, you know, walking across the aisle here and coming over to the booth. That's great to talk to you and learn more about Ethium, and really appreciate you guys' hospitality this week too as well. So if people want to learn more information about Ethium, how can they do that?
We have our website, ethium.com. You can go up there. We have our brochures, what battery sizes we offer, and a little more literature about what we do. Econtrols.com is another location you can go to, and we have our products page that gives you a brief history of what we do and of what we've done over the past few years. So those would be some things to get more information from. And I think it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having us over here.
No problem.
If we had known, we'd give you more snacks and water, get you earlier. But I mean, every booth has been super nice. All the neighbors have been super good. So it's been an interesting few days.
Definitely, yeah. So thank you so much for that. And we'll put all information about Ethium at thenewwarehouse.com as well.
Yeah.
So Arvind, thank you once again for coming by the booth and talking.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the new warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the new warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.